Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We're all just gonna sit here and dance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Lou grabbed this.
All right, so I'll go.
So wait. I'm a little bit nervous.
Why?
Because we are entering. Are we gonna get into big deal? No big deal.
We're gonna finish off our week in review with the NFL because I want to make sure we squeeze this story in about the Buffalo Bills and what happened with them against the Dolphins, and then we are going to make Mego cry. I wish I would have done a little bit more production on this. Meaning, I asked
segment?
Ryan to do it.
A new segment.
So don't drag me down with the terrible decisions you want to make for the show.
Let's do this week in review.
Yeah, we got to go through NFL at 4 here. Continuation.
Yeah.
Part.
Yeah, it was the game of the week, I think, in the NFL. 21-19, the final score. Tua Tagovailoa leads the Dolphins to a 3-0 record, and they beat Josh Allen, giving the Buffalo Bills, surprisingly, their first loss. Some people thought they would go 17-0. I was one of them. Mm-hmm. The final play of the game was interesting. It was Josh Allen hitting Isaiah McKenzie, cutting across the field, 12-yard gain, but the clock ran out as the umpire really took his sweet-ass time to set the ball on the field, guys. You see that? It took him forever. Yeah. Time ran out, Buffalo Bills lose, Dolphins win, and on the, not on the sideline, but up in the booth was the Bills offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, former quarterback. He destroyed everything in front of him. It was the tablet, it was his playbook, everything in front of him was thrown into the window and destroyed. Here's Ken Dorsey on Monday explaining his little temper tantrum.
It was a intense game. It was a passionate game. You know, I'm up in the box, I'm watching my guys down there just give us everything they possibly have in them. With effort and from start to finish, playing 90-something snaps in a game, you know, it was a playoff atmosphere. A lot of credit to the Miami Dolphins. And obviously, we weren't on the winning end of it, so it's frustrating and reacted that way. And obviously, that's something that I'm definitely going to learn from. You know, I don't ever want to take the passion out of the game. We're all in this on this to win football games for, obviously, for the Bills, for our fans. And we're going to give them everything we got, but it's something I'm going to learn from and make sure, you know, it's a correct move forward.
I loved it. I would have just gotten up there it sounded like he was in a Zoom session. I apologize for nothing.
Right?
Like, why are you apologizing? Yeah.
It was.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I hurt the tablet. Shut up.
He did lose it. Here's the thing about NFL, because the NFL does not like the fact that players like Tom Brady slam the tablet. So there was like a memo that was sent out to all the teams explaining that anyone who destroyed the tablet was going to be fined. So sure as hell, this dude loses it and doesn't destroy it, but he's beating it up. He is wrecking it. He's using it to kill his frustration.
But he should be pissed off because a team like Buffalo only cares about wins and losses. They don't care that they out more yardage, 497 yards to 212. They don't care that they had 31 first downs to Miami's 15. They don't care that they had possession 40-20 time of possession. They care about wins. We probably would have heard about stats and numbers and everything else from Bill after this game. But this was an epic fail, not just at the end of the game, at the end of the half as well. Like, at the end of the half, at the end of the game, clock ran out in the Buffalo Bills. And especially at halftime, they had an opportunity to kick 3 points, and the clock ran out there, and then the clock ran out. I mean, you got Josh Allen, Sean McDermott. Like, that should not happen, you know, with this Buffalo Bills team. They should be pissed off because they handed that game. They shouldn't have lost that game. They dominated that thing.
The Bills, 90 plays to Miami's 39.
Unbelievable.
497 to 212 in yardage.
So, you know, are we going to mention the butt fumble? Butt pump?
Do you want to hear how it sounded on the broadcast? Yeah. Let's hear it on CBS.
I don't know. This is risky. And it was, oh my goodness, blocked indeed. And we just told you he's only had one blocked in 14 years, and that was number two. And look at where it comes in the game. Let's see if we can get a... Oh, it hit the personal protector, Sherfield.
So Mark Sanchez tweeted, like, stay in your lane. This is my thing. The butt fumble, of course, he had. We now have the butt punt, but more interesting and more entertaining was last night on the, I believe it was on the Manning cast.
Yes.
It was Pat McAfee joining Peyton and Eli.
Yes.
Of course, with his breakdown, he loves punts, watches a lot of game footage, game tape on punts itself. Here's McAfee's breakdown of the butt punt.
He was basically running his ass into that ball at the same time. And obviously, it's not good for anybody. Thomas Morstead got a block punt under his belt with the safety. And if that thing's like 2 feet shorter off the ass of that man, it's a touchdown, not a safety. And that's a game changer. You know, that's a game changer for the Bills. So his cheeks probably a little bruised up. Stats not great. They get a win. Thomas Morstead jogged off the field with his head down. And I don't know how I would react in that situation, to be honest with you.
So there was a lot of things in this game, and I don't know if you guys even saw this. At the end of the game, Tua Tagovailoa consoling a crushed, depressed Josh Allen, and Josh Allen almost
like daddy and his kid.
Yeah, like his head, like if your son lost a really important game. Like he put his, almost he nuzzled his head into Tua's like neckline.
And nuzzle is the right word.
Right, and then patted him.
I didn't even know they were friends.
That like, close? Like, are you that emotionally distraught that, like, Tua needs to kind of be your emotional, like, you know,
it's
safe house?
It's notable even if Josh Allen went over and did that, you know, with Steph Diggs or someone on his own team. But then the opposing quarterback, I was just like, within your own
very
division.
Weird. Yeah. I thought it was very weird as well.
I think a lot of people were happy this week. There was Mark Sanchez because the butt fumble. Now it's the butt punt.
Yeah.
And then Dan Orlovsky, who we'll talk to on Wednesday, right, tomorrow, with the Jimmy Garoppolo running out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, although Jimmy just stepped out of the end zone. He didn't take 20 steps.
One last thing about this game. The people who aren't happy about the game was the NFL Players Association. They're now wanting the NFL to investigate Tua being cleared to go back into the game. He got pushed back on his ass, and he hit his head on the field, got up and was, you know, was stumbling around, was clearly looked like he was concussed. He was cleared to go back in the game with a back injury. It was never cleared as a head injury, never labeled as such. It was a back injury.
BS. Yeah.
BS, right?
Yeah, I do. I think he was concussed. I think they sent him back like it was 20 years ago in the NFL. Because 20 years ago, guys would get concussed like that and go right back into the game. The dude got up and stumbled. Like, if it was really his back, it would have locked up on him. And he would have grabbed his back and he would have stiffened up. But like, ooh, you know. But no, that was concussion. I thought he was out of it. And they put him back into the game. Whatever. Hey, listen, they won the game. It's just that in today's NFL, you can't do it.
Yeah, see, I disagree because the only reason why, because the protocols are so strict and they're so just resistant and they err on the side of caution all the time. I have a hard time believing that they would evaluate him on the sideline with multiple doctors and then say, even though they thought he was concussed, send him back in. Like, it isn't that Julian Edelman in the Super Bowl, whenever it was, where he got hit and he got up real quick and everybody knew he was concussed, but he kept playing because they didn't have time. He actually came off the sideline. They evaluated him. They put him in the tent. So you still think they said, no. Yeah. Mike McDaniel, I'm a rookie coach. Go ahead and get out there.
It doesn't really go in line with Mike McDaniel either.
I don't know.
At least the character.
I think it's hard to do.
So far, it's
I just think it's hard to do.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying,
fake it
he
anymore.
Didn't look like he hurt his back. He got up and he stumbled and he fell back down again like he was out of it.
Bambi legs.
And I guess to your argument, it's not like they got Brian Hoyer backing this guy up. They got Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, he could have come into that game.
The highest paid backup in the league until Jimmy Garoppolo got restructured.
You have a quality backup is my point, right? That maybe you would have thought, okay, we can still hold on and win this game with him, but I don't know. Just from his reaction, it didn't look like a guy that got up and was like, ooh, my back. Just didn't.
And that is around the NFL.
Okay, you ready to bridge?
Let's bridge.
Let's bridge the big deal. No big deal.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
We really should be doing this as make Mego cry. Let's see if we can do it, Lou. Like, I want you to help
me out
with this one. All right, because you have a dog, right? You have a cute little rescue dog. Is it a husky?
Yep, she's a Siberian
husky. She's a Siberian husky.
And what's
And what's your dog's name?
Killington.
Oh, Gilly.
She smiles every time she hears it.
I love her.
Such a cute husky.
She loves Lou.
What if I told you?
My friend.
She tried to crawl into Lou's lap.
It's my friend.
This is probably why I'm attempting this, because the dog doesn't like me. And
the dog does like you.
Nah, I never nuzzled up next to me.
This is a crazy story.
Okay, so what if I told you that somebody mistakenly shot Killington because they thought it was a wolf? And then not only did they shoot and harvest your dog.
Killington.
Harvest?
That's what they say. They don't say kill. They don't say hunt. They say harvest.
Yeah.
Skinned your dog, Killington, alive, and then posted a picture of it inside the bed of their truck. This is what a woman did. I want you to listen to this. This is from a station in Billington, Montana.
No,
Billings, Montana. And what is it called? Q5 in Billings, Montana.
It's a Facebook post that ignited a firestorm. A Western Montana woman took to social media claiming she, quote, smoked a wolf pup, with pictures to prove it, including one of the shot and skinned animal. But there was one big glaring problem with the post.
We've determined that it wasn't a wolf.
We aren't showing you those photos, but according to Greg Lemon with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, the woman actually shot a dog near Martin City outside of Kalispell. The dog was one of at least a dozen that someone abandoned in the Doris Creek area. All husky and shepherd mixes. Animal control was able to pick up 11 of the dogs, but it was too late for the husky.
Oh, all right, so hold on. Mego, see, look, let it sink in a little bit.
Wow.
Let it sink. I feel like
Killington is skinned.
There's a tear. Imagine.
There's no tear.
No, you saw the picture, right, of the dog in the bed of this truck.
It's horrible because the dog, it's so clearly a dog.
She laid out the skin like it was a rug.
I just want to say this, by the way, for people who aren't familiar with huskies, they're the sweetest, friendliest dogs. Like, if she thought she was going hunting a wolf, and she went up to
hunting
it.
Hunting a what?
I know.
Went up to it. I just let it go now. It's acceptable.
And it, like, jumps up, starts licking her face, rolls over on its back, like, rub my tummy. That's not how a wild animal acts.
She shot a husky skinned it and took photos of it, proud of herself.
Disgusting.
Again, like the skin of the husky, we saw photos. It's disgusting. It's on a rug. It's like a rug, like a bear.
Yeah.
Like a bear rug. And she puts photos of it on Facebook. Like, what? What are we doing?
It was
doing?
Like she gave herself a selfie, right, with the dog in the
bed.
Like something you would see in, like, this, you know, this, like, Montana cabin that you can, like, rent, you know, to go hunting.
Like, holding it up like you shot, like, a mountain
lion.
Yeah,
so the Food and Wildlife Division up there in Montana, this is what they said. Remember I said harvest? This is a quote. It's important to be certain of the animal you're going to harvest. So if you're going hunting to harvest anything, make sure it's really a wolf. Like, I just don't understand, like, the poor little doggy, like, who's, like, been abandoned. It's just looking for some love and attention. And here comes Killington. It just comes over to, and the next thing you know, bam, I'm scared for my life. Shot the damn dog.
Stop bringing my dog.
I'm just feeling like, imagine if that's Killington.
And then took the knife out and was like, I got an idea.
And just ripped it.
No! Oh!
So mean.
I'm not going to cry.
Just sitting there, just dead.
Because I know she's sitting on my couch at home.
Yeah,
she's alive. That's awful story.
That is awful. Right, so we didn't make you cry. You're tougher than I thought.
Yeah, there you go. It's good.
All right. So is anybody else as sick of the Pro Bowl as I am?
Yes, it's awful.
You know what? Don't worry about it anymore, because the Pro Bowl is getting a makeover. It's not necessarily going away, Lou and Mego, but it's getting a makeover. The NFL has eliminated its full contact all-star game and is replacing it with a week-long skills competitions and a flag football game. Lou, big deal, no big deal?
No, I think it's a big deal, because I'm glad they're doing it. You know, the football game is a joke. It really is. It's like the guy runs through the line, and then everybody kind of holds him, and they blow the whistle, and you're like, really, what are we? I remember my kid who loves football. We sat down and watched it. He's like, Dad, what is this? And stopped watching. Like, it is. It's a joke. But what did he watch? He watched all the skills. He watched all the skills competition. Now, the flag football game will be a joke as well. Right? Tyler brought up a good point. Like, just name your Pro Bowlers. Like, name who's on the Pro Bowl and keep it that way. And if you get hurt, you just don't play. Like, enough with putting, like, you know, the extras and everything else. Just, you're a Pro Bowler. There you go. It's because you don't need a contact game, right? Before, it'd be like, well, we need more players to finish a contact game. Nope, no big deal. You can have a wide receiver play quarterback in flag football. Who cares?
Yeah, it's no big deal. It's no big deal because it's never been a big deal. The honor is all that matters. And if they can just narrow down the honor as Luke said, then that's the only newsworthy thing to come out of it. But
see, I think it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal because you guys remember when. So obviously Mac Jones was a Pro Bowl selection, right? But we all know he was like the sixth option. So, but fine, whatever. Nobody wants to play in it. They have other things to do. They want to go on vacation. Remember we had Warren Moon on, Hall of Fame quarterback. Remember we had him on when we mentioned, hey, Mac Jones is a Pro Bowl player. Here's what he said.
So
good to see you.
Good to see
we
you
just
too.
Had a long talk about the Pro Bowl and how bad it was. Yeah. I feel like when Mac Jones is a Pro Bowler, that should say what about the Pro Bowl?
That should say a lot of guys don't want to play in the Pro Bowl. So they're going down the list of guys. You want to play? No, I don't want to play. You go to the next guy. You don't want to, I don't want to play. And then they finally got down to Mac Jones, who's a rookie, and I'm sure he was excited about the opportunity.
Now, does he get credit for
the
Pro Bowl?
Yeah, he does.
He gets credit. So it's in his, like,
if it's in his contract, he has an incentive. He makes the Pro Bowl. He made the Pro Bowl.
Man, so that's gone now. That's gone. You're not going to get
that
anymore.
Well, I'm curious if you're
going
to do injury replacements, but do you really need it? Like, do you need it? I'm sure some of these guys would love, Jamar Chase or something, making a Pro Bowl. Hey, put me a quarterback. It's flag football. You know what I mean? It's flag. Let me just run around here and it's flag football.
I mean, I still feel like as much as I wanted to be a Pro Bowl selected, I wanted to play in be selected as a Pro Bowl player, I never wanted to play in the game.
You just want to go on the trip.
I just want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii.
That's it. But nobody actually wants to play. So, do you know the sidebar to this is that Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions is actually part of this? Like, they're going to be tasked with making it creative and fun. So, his production company is part of this now.
Why? Because of the Manning cast is such a success. They're like, hey, can you make this fun and cool, too?
Yeah. No, I think that's what it is. So, that's what it is. All right. So, I'm going to sneak one more in, right?
Oh, what do you got?
We'll take a break. All right. Because this is kind of close to what we did. We did the one chip challenge, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So,
this is a story from Montgomery, Alabama. It says, students on board a Montgomery public school bus may have been sickened after allegedly participating in the one chip challenge. Here's the kick to this. Part of their challenge, Mego, is they weren't allowed to drink anything. Big deal, no big deal.
Oh, massive deal.
I know you can relate.
As somebody who very recently took part of this challenge, you need a milkshake.
Yeah.
You need something there because the second that you weren't holding the milkshake in your mouth?
I couldn't do it without it.
Like, we would stop for
maybe gargling it.
5 or 10 seconds to talk to Lou on air because it was our job, and your mouth just catches fire. How old were these kids on the school bus?
School bus, like middle-aged kids.
So what happened to them?
Middle-aged kids.
You go to the hospital.
They're 35, 40.
Middle-aged kids.
They're all like a little balding around the temple.
Yeah, they're like kind of like in a midlife crisis, that type of life. Okay.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, if you guys didn't have liquid when you did the one-chip challenge, if you didn't have the milkshake and be able to gargle it, like what's happening to you?
If somebody said, hey, listen, I'm going to do the one-chip challenge.
You just start jumping up and down like I can't do it?
Well, if they said, okay, we're going to do another bet and where the same punishment would be you have to do the one-chip challenge, but part of it would say you can't drink anything. I would not.
I don't think I could do it.
I wouldn't do it.
It'd be too painful. Like it felt like steam was coming out of your ears and your nose. Like remember when you were sitting across from me, my nose turned bright red.
Like you had like it was like the winter.
You start having a physical reaction to the heat of it.
Wow.
No, Robert Kraft won't let him get treated. This is his favorite man in the world.
Did you have any of these symptoms? Because these are the symptoms that some of the kids said that they had. Abdominal pain. Did you have that?
I remember I had that at the very end. I felt like I was going to throw up.
Okay, well, vomiting is one of them. But you had vomit. You did throw up.
Remember, it was delayed. It was like 45 minutes.
Burning butt?
I had that.
I didn't have the burning butt.
I mean, I had the burning butt.
So they're like, what are they, like 20th? I don't know.
Yeah, so difficulty breathing was one of them that I thought just because your mouth is swollen and your throat swells up and you can't talk.
Yeah.
So you just, I almost feel like you can't breathe. I would say, kids, middle-aged people, don't do it.
Not worth it. Middle-aged people.
That's big deal.
All right, there you go. That's big deal. No big deal. When we come back, I want to get into Mac Jones. So we got some insight on potentially what could be happening or how long he could be out. And we talked to him yesterday. And did he give us his answer on what he wants to do and how he wants to rehab this injury? You'll hear that. That is next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside.
We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.